Hey Chicago, it's Nudia Hernandez from Vocalo. Taylor Bennett and A Damn Killer will be joining me for Vocalo's Summer Meltdown concert on July 11th at Bottom Lounge. It's free and the good vibes are endless. For more, head to wbez.org/events.
Good afternoon, I'm Lisa Labus, and this is The Rundown. The office of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu reports a mother and daughter from Evanston, who were taken hostage by Hamas militants in Israel, have been released. The Chicago Sun-Times reports 59-year-old Judith Ranan and her 17-year-old daughter Natalie were taken to Egypt and released to the Red Cross. The family's rabbi in Evanston calls the release a miracle and unbelievable. Pro-Palestinian demonstrators staged a sit-in yesterday at the Skokie office of U.S. Representative Jan Schakowsky. Members of the Chicago chapter of the U.S.-Palestinian Community Network issued a press release saying Schakowsky is a progressive except on Palestine. That's a quote. They want her to sign a resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. ABC 7 News reports seven demonstrators were cited for criminal trespass. They'll appear in court December 5th. A new survey from the University of Chicago and the Anti-Defamation League suggests Americans who have strong anti-Semitic views are more likely to support political violence. Data also show acts of vandalism, harassment, or assault are often driven by conspiracy theories and in support of dysfunctional leadership. As the conflict between Hamas and Israel continues, UChicago professor Robert Pape told our talk show Reset, it's important for political leaders to call for bipartisan opposition to hate-fueled violence.
We need more leaders who are actually quite rightfully protesting in favor of Palestinian rights to also be condemning violence at the same time.
Pape says while political protest is an important form of speech, violence is not. Two Illinois farmers in the so-called pumpkin capital of the world say this year managed to yield a solid crop despite some tough drought conditions. John Ackerman of Ackerman Family Farms in downstate Morton, Illinois, admits the shortage of rainfall made things initially difficult.
This year was challenging. There was difficult to get the seeds to germinate this spring, but we finally caught some rains and it really saved the crop. We came out of it really well. We've got a good crop this year.
Ackerman says the dryness actually limited rotting, so the pumpkin quality is strong. And Nick Roth of the Roth Pumpkin Patch says some pumpkin varieties did not grow as big as they normally would, although the jack-o'-lantern pumpkins did very well. And if you're looking for something fun tomorrow, consider checking out Slow and Low, the Lowrider Festival at Navy Pier. My colleague Michael Puente found the festival will feature more than 300 customized cars, motorcycles, and bicycles, many with spinning wheels and bouncing hydraulics and souped-up sound systems. Chicagoan Lauren Pacheco and her brother organized this festival, and she says lowrider culture was developed by West Coast Chicanos.
It's really a gathering of folks who are deeply invested in the lowrider culture. It is not a hobby by any means. It is definitely a lifestyle. And so this is one of the largest gatherings of lowrider culture and community in Chicago.
The event runs from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. And cute news, the Shedd Aquarium's newest baby penguin has now joined the full penguin colony. The Sun-Times reports the chick hatched in June to parents Annie and Edward, weighing just 2 pounds, and has been testing the water in smaller habitats until now. The Shedd says the next milestone will be to determine the penguin's sex, and then they can tackle getting the baby a name. The baby rockhopper weighs just over 4 pounds now and is over 1 foot tall, and you can see them at the Shedd's polar play zone area. Weather, we've got some sunshine showing up on Friday afternoon, mild and breezy with a high of 60, cloudy Friday night, a few showers, a low of 45, and it should be pretty decent for the weekend, partly sunny and windy on Saturday, maybe a little rain, a high of 61, sunny and a tiny bit cooler on Sunday with a high of 54. You can find the latest news wherever you want at wbez.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labus. Thanks for listening.